If you could go back, congregation, to Psalm 136. We won't read that again, but we'll be working through it in the course of the sermon to see these 26 reasons to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Psalm 136, page 616 in your pew Bibles. Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, this psalm is known as the Great Hallel, the Great Praise or Thanksgiving Psalm. Even though give thanks to the Lord is stated only four times, verses 1, 2, 3, and 26, it's one long run-on sentence, the entire psalm. No breaks in the Hebrew. One long sentence, and give thanks is the assumed beginning of every single verse. Give thanks to the Lord, verse 1. Give thanks to the God of gods, verse 2. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. And then verse 4, give thanks to him who alone. Give thanks to him who by understanding made the heavens, verse 5, and so on. Give thanks is the assumed beginning of every verse 26 times. So if you haven't figured it out yet, brothers and sisters, this is a call to give thanks. 26 times to give thanks to the Lord. And we want to look at two things. First, the importance of giving thanks. It's the dominant theme of the psalm. And then secondly, the reasons for giving thanks, and then we'll work through the psalm quickly. The importance of giving thanks and the reasons for giving thanks. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and give thanks over and over and over and over again. Give thanks to the Lord. Repeat. That's what our lives are for. And it's especially important to give thanks in a troubled world. Because thanksgiving is a shield of faith against trouble, against doubt, against depression. Somebody told me that the song that we plan to sing at the end of the service, the doxology, Now Thank We All Our God, was written by a pastor who in the Middle Ages, at the height of the Black Plague, did as many as 50 funerals a day. Could you imagine? Death sweeping over. And in that darkness, Now Thank We All Our God. Really? Really? Does life work that way? Yes, it does. It's a shield of faith in the face of trouble and stress. It's a beacon of hope in a sea of turmoil. Thanksgiving. Because thanksgiving is the heart of faith, the eyes of faith, and the mouth of faith, focusing above the circumstances and troubles of life on the God who is good and saying, I've got to keep myself riveted on him because that's my way through. The word give thanks really means confess. In the Hebrew, confess. So it means public expression of praise to God in the presence of God and his people and in the presence of the world. Go public. Don't keep it in your heart. Give thanks. Confess your thanksgiving. It's found so often in the Bible. It's one of the most often used phrases. David sang this verse when he brought the ark to Jerusalem. He said, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And then David instructed the priests to sing this song at the evening and morning sacrifice every day. So twice a day, this song was shouted from the temple in Israel. Israel sang the song at the dedication of Solomon's temple. Jehoshaphat had a choir go in front of the army into battle against the Ammonites, singing this song. And then the Jews sang this song when they returned from exile and built the foundation of the temple in the days of Zerubbabel, and they sang this song. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give you one instance in church history given by James Montgomery Boyce in his commentary on the Psalms. So church father Athanasius used the words of Psalm 136 against the Roman army. You know Athanasius as a great defender of the faith, who led the fight for the deity and the eternal sonship of Jesus Christ, knowing that the church would not survive without those truths being held high. He had a lot of enemies in the church, a lot of political enemies too, and one time his political enemies provoked the Roman governor against him and his congregation. And they were holding an all-night prayer service one time in his church in Alexandria, Egypt. And while they were praying, Roman soldiers surrounded the whole building. And Athanasius could see it through the window, and the congregation could see it through the window. And everybody was scared that Athanasius stopped, and he said, "Congregation, let us stand and sing Psalm 136. And they sang it literally, verse by verse, and they thundered, "Give thanks to the Lord. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever." And the soldiers outside heard the sound. And as they opened the doors to attack, they were overcome by the power of thanksgiving to God. And one by one, every member of the congregation left and escaped into the darkness, and finally Athanasius left last. And the soldiers left them alone. There was death, there was killing in the city that night, but they were kept safe. And from that time on, the congregation remembered the power of giving thanks to the Lord and focusing on him in the midst of trouble. Thanksgiving is so important in the scriptures and in the history of the church. And brothers and sisters, it's important in your life too. In an age of rage, it's so easy to be swept away in the tide of troubles and worries and fears and panic. And God is saying here, over and over and over again, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. That's not only something you do when things are going really well for you, but especially when they're not. Use it as a shield of faith against the arrow that flies by day and the terror that stalks at night. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. What does it mean that God is good? His goodness is his overflowing generosity, in which he opens his hands and abundantly supplies all our needs. That's what God's goodness is. His overflowing generosity coming from his heart, in which he opens his hand to supply us with all our needs. And then it speaks of his steadfast love. What's that? It's a Hebrew word, chesed. It's hard to translate. Some translations use mercy. His mercy endures forever. Some his loving kindness endures forever. Some his love endures forever. The ESV uses steadfast love endures forever. But it's the word for his covenant love and loyalty to his people, in which he's fully committed to your salvation and protection to the end, body and soul, even unto death, even if it kills him. And it did kill him. because of his commitment to us and his covenant of love, he sent his son to perish in our woe so that we could be saved from our sins and saved from every danger that darkens the doorways of your life. Steadfast love endures forever. That's the importance. Let's look now at the reasons for thanksgiving. Six ways, six main reasons to give thanks to the Lord as you work through this psalm. Six ways that he proves to you, people of God, that he's good. Six ways he shows to you his steadfast love, which will hold you and keep you. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's going on in the world. First reason, verses 1 through 3. Congregation, give thanks to God for being God. Give thanks to God for being God. Verse 1, give thanks to the Lord. Verse 2, give thanks to the God of gods. Verse 3, give thanks to the Lord of lords. We're not even talking about his works yet. We're going to get there. We're just looking at his name, his attributes, his glory. The first one, the Lord in capital letters. That's his covenant name, I am. He's with us always. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change in his person, plans, or promises. He has promised to save us, and he will do so. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the God of gods. The word gods in small letters means the so-called gods, the idols the people worship. Well, he's the one true God over and against all the idol gods in this world. They're dead. He's the living God. They're the inventions of men. He is the inventor of man. He's the creator and supplier, provider. And then give thanks to the Lord of lords. Lord means ruler. A lot of rulers in this world. A lot of people with a lot of power. But he's the ruler. He's the Lord over them all. This is the name of Jesus. It's written on his robe, Revelation 19. King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus has got you in his hand. That's the first reason. Give thanks to God for being God. It's the greatest reason for thanksgiving. The greatest thanksgiving gift you can ever receive is God himself. You have God. In his covenant, he comes to you and says, I am the Lord your God. You have me. You have God. We have God. If you have God, the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, your refuge and strength, keeper and provider, you have everything. You have everything. Give thanks that you may know him, but even more that he knows you. You are known by him. Because you can forget, but he doesn't. He remembers. He remembers. He doesn't remember your sins, but he remembers you. Second reason for thanksgiving, verses 4 through 9. First one is give thanks to God for being God. Verses 4 through 9, give thanks to God for his wonderful creation. Verse 4, he alone has done great wonders. What are they? Verse 5, by understanding he made the heavens. The heavens are his work. They're his wonder. Verse 6, he spread out the earth above the waters. He created dry land so that it could be crops, plants, trees. The earth surrounded by waters, that's his wonder. Verse 7, 8, and 9, he made great lights. His steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule the day. Verse 8, his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule the night. Verse 9, his steadfast love endures forever. I love the way that the Lord itemizes reasons for blessings. Instead of saying he made the great lights like the sun to rule the day, the moon and the stars to rule the night, give thanks to the Lord. Puts a stop sign at every spot. Whoa, this is worthy of just stopping right now and thinking about this by itself. He made the great light. Stop. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Steadfast love endures forever. We have great lights. Oh, what do you mean by that? Well, like he made the sun. Stop. Sunshine. Look at today. Last week. Look at what importance that is for our lives. Oh, and the moon and the stars to rule the night. Stop. What importance is the nightlight? And what beauty? So it's itemized. Stop, stop, stop. We run through life and say, we'll do a whole bunch of Thanksgiving at once. Too busy. No, stop. Stop signs. Daily and many times a day. Give thanks to the Lord. Over and over and over again. Not in a year's time, but in a day's time. Look at the beauty of the heavens above. The sunrise, the sunset, the formation of the clouds, the brightness of the full moon, the beautifully sharp contours of the partial moon. The little lights of billions of stars far above us. And then the waters and the earth around us, the trees, the fields, the colors of the leaves, the beauty of the harvest. One man discovered a bean plant in our area with 87 pods. And I don't think that was a farmer's brag. I think that was a real thing because he counted them. And he wasn't even the owner. It was somebody else. Imagine that. The glory of animals, spiders, possums, whales, sharks, dogs, cats, rats, tigers, chipmunks, cows, chickens, pigs, turkeys, sheep, goats. Diversity, complexity, beauty. Then there's the flowers and their color and variety. Stop. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. And it's all the work of his steadfast love, his covenant love. He's even covenanted with creation. Day and night will not cease, summer and winter. Covenanted with the earth to remain till the Lord Jesus returns. It's covenant love for our sake and his glory. Third reason, verses 10 through 15. Give thanks to the Lord, not just for being God, for his wonderful creation, secondly, but for his powerful salvation. And then we have a whole list of his saving acts. Verse 10, he struck down the firstborn of Egypt, and that's kind of like shorthand for the whole 10 plagues leading up to this last one, which finally brought about the judgment of Pharaoh, the destruction of the tyranny, Israel being set free from slavery at the cost of the firstborn son to Egypt, at the cost of the blood of the lamb to God for Israel, the blood of Jesus Christ. Redemption. And he brought Israel out. He didn't just punish the Egyptians. But he brought Israel out from among the Egyptians, verse 11. And he did so with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. Stop, for his steadfast love endures forever, verse 12. And it wasn't over yet, because then the Egyptians came after them, had regrets for letting them go, got them trapped at the Red Sea with no place to escape. The Israelites were dead meat. But the Lord divided the Red Sea into two. Verse 13, for his steadfast love endures forever. Verse 14, and he brought Israel through the midst of it. His steadfast love endures forever. And praise the Lord, the Egyptians couldn't follow them, but they were drowned. They were overthrown, Pharaoh and his host. His steadfast love endures forever. Verse 15, and that Red Sea became the dividing line between slavery and freedom, the dividing line of salvation. And the other side of the Red Sea, what did they do? They sang the song of Moses. And we get to give thanks for an even greater Passover. Our Red Sea is the Lord Jesus Christ, where he was drowned in the waters of judgment so that we could walk through in dry ground and be brought to God and into covenant with him. Through his blood, we're rescued from slavery. Slavery to sin and Satan and fear of death. And brought to safety on the other side, brought to God. And now, Revelation 14, we sing the song of Moses and of the Lamb. The song of victory. We're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Give thanks to the Lord for your awesome salvation through the suffering, the sin-bearing death, the curse borne by the Lord Jesus Christ, the hell he endured for our sake, and then he rose again to share that victory with us. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Steadfast love endures forever. And give thanks to the Lord over and over and over again, because we get to enjoy this salvation 24 hours every day as those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You get up and you go to work in the service of Jesus Christ, and through him, your work is acceptable to God. It's blood covered because you're blood covered. Like, this is everyday stuff. Fourth reason to give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to God for being God, first. Give thanks to God for his wonderful creation, secondly. Give thanks to God for his powerful salvation, thirdly. And fourth, verses 16 through 24. Give thanks to God for his faithful preservation. Verse 16, after he saved them, set them free from slavery. Did he say, now you're on your own? I did my part, now you do yours. Find your way to the promised land. No. Step by step by step, even through disciplines and punishments, he led his people, verse 16, through the wilderness. You know what that means, right? Water from the rock. Manna from heaven. Clothing and sandals that did not wear out. The cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. God's constant, you might say, doting over his people. And then verse 17, he struck down great kings. Oh yes, they faced the Amalekites. They faced Sihon. They faced Og. And then on the other side, 31 more kings, we read in Joshua 12. Struck down great kings, stop, for steadfast love endures forever. Yes, killed mighty kings, stop, for steadfast love endures forever. Sihon, king of Heshbon, don't hurry. Can remember that Sihon guy? Stop, give thanks to the Lord, for steadfast love endures forever. And then there was Og, stop, don't be in a hurry. And then he gave them Sihon and Og's land. And the land of the guys on the other side, verse 22, 21, gave their land as a heritage. Oh, slow down, Pastor, slow down. Just 21. Gave their land as a heritage. Steadfast love endures forever to Israel, his servant. His steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is faithful to his people, his saved people, sealed in the blood of the Lamb. Sealed by the Spirit of God. But he doesn't leave you alone for a second. He leads us as exiles and pilgrims through the wilderness to the promised land, so that, as Isaiah says, no weapon against you shall succeed. Whatever enemies come against you, God promises you, the meek shall inherit the earth. This creation belongs to the people of God ultimately. The new heavens and the new earth are the church alone on this creation. It's ours. We've been taken. The lost sheep has been found, taken by the Lord Jesus, grabbed, held onto, and no one can snatch us from his hand or from the Father's hand. We can say, Rehoboth, the Lord has made room. He's given us land. He's given us space to serve him, worship him in the midst of enemies who hate us, people who hate the gospel, persecutors. And that work of preservation continues in verse 23. He remembered us in our low estate. Now we're into the present. And he rescued us from all our foes, verse 24. Paul says, the Lord will rescue me from every evil power and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. In the past it was true, but it's true for me too, he says. It's true for me too. If God is for us, who can be against us? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation is going to be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Give thanks to God for how he has kept you. Everybody can put an Ebenezer in his or her life. Say, thus far, God has helped me, and he will bring me safely home too. Give thanks to God, who faithfully protects and preserves his children with sustaining grace through all your life, no matter what's going on around you in this wilderness. The goodness of God holds on to you, and more than that, his steadfast love protects you. And that's a hedge of protection that can't be broken through. Oh, trust in this God. You have no hope without him. You simply cannot arrive alive without him. But with him, his goodness, his steadfast love have got you completely covered. And then the fifth reason for thanksgiving, verse 25. Give thanks to God for his abundant provision. He gives food to all flesh. Verse 25. It includes the animals. It includes all people. It includes his people. He gives us our daily bread. He takes care of the ravens. He feeds the sparrows. He gives food to the young lions when they seek food from God, says the Bible. He quenches the thirst of the wild donkey, Psalm 104. How much more will he not feed and clothe you, O you of little faith? You who have God as your heavenly Father because you belong to Christ, his Son. And once again, the fields, the hills are alive with the sound of music. Psalm 65, you crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. The hills are alive with the sound of music. The music of God's goodness. He is good. He takes care of our daily bread. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Then thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord for all his love. And then the sixth, the last reason, verse 26, and we end where we began. Give thanks to God for being God. Verse 26, give thanks to the God of heaven. We move now from God to his works, back to God again. For his steadfast love endures forever. The God of heaven, our God is in heaven. Psalm 115, he does whatever he pleases. Our Father who art in heaven, we trust him by his almighty power to give us everything we need for body and soul. Expect everything from him in childlike faith. Psalm 123, to you I lift my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. You hold the whole world in your hands. You have all the jobs in the world, all the homes, all the food. You own everything, and so it's no problem for you to give me what I need. I need to wait upon the Lord. Well, brothers and sisters, here's a 26-fold call to give thanks to the Lord, with reasons found in heaven above, on the earth below, reasons found in history and in present experience, and reasons found above all in God, his character, his glory, his wisdom, his goodness, his love. There is reason for you and me to give thanks to God from morning till night, every day, over and over and over again. Give thanks to God. Repeat. So, arm yourself with this weapon, the shield of faith called thanksgiving. It's a shield against unbelief that assaults you. It's a beacon of light in a sea of trouble. It keeps you focused on all that God is for you in Christ. All that God has done for you in Christ. He is now doing for you in Christ and will yet do for you in Christ, because his steadfast love comes to you through Jesus. And through Jesus will never let go of you. It's impossible to exaggerate the importance of thanksgiving. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, 1 Thessalonians 5. In all circumstances. Ephesians 5. Give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Or to use Paul's words, rejoice in the Lord always. In case you missed that, again, I will say rejoice. It's the answer to a foul and sour spirit. Thanksgiving is the answer to a complaining spirit, to gossip and malice, to envy, jealousy, rage, self-pity, self-love, because thanksgiving is the eye that focuses on God and his goodness and power and love, and the mouth of faith taking hold of this God and taking time to tell him and others about who God is and what he has done for you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Amen.